Come on, Brother James. We're glad to see him come right on here.
Yes.
Amen. Sister Judah, come on, sing if she feels like it. The folks love to hear her sing. Amen. Appreciate it. Amen. Appreciate it, Brother Jamie.
Yeah.
He's had a long road last year, but God's helped him. Amen. God's
helped him. Praise God. Ain't you glad there's a place you can go get you above your troubles, your trials, and your tribulations?
Yes.
I'll tell you, I'm glad that I can run to the rock that's higher than I.
Right, yeah.
Man does not always have the answer. We appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yeah.
Amen. I appreciate that, don't you?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Well, if you got your Bible to sing, I'm going to try to preach to you, try to be a help to you. I'm going to preach to you. I had this on my heart for about a week or two here. And I'm going to try to preach to you this evening. And try to be a blessing to you. I don't want to be a stumbling block. My fear is this. Brother Tommy, that I ever become a stumbling block.
Come on.
To the church, to the ministry.
Right.
I don't want to be that.
Come on.
I don't want to be that. Yeah. I don't want to be that. Well, if you got your Bible, don't you turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 50. We'll stand for the reading of the word. We'll read a few verses here. Isaiah chapter number 50, verse number 2. The Bible said, wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that I cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh, because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. Verse 4 says this, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning. He waketh mine ear to hear as he learneth. I'm going to take my text out of this fourth verse. Here where the Bible said, the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Praise God. You can be seated this evening. I'll try to preach to you this evening if the Lord will help me.
Touch him.
On just something simple right here, Brother Dishman, something the Lord laid on my heart. I'll try to preach to you on, I'm tired and I'm weary. I'm tired and I'm weary. Praise God. D.L. Moody was asked one time, he was a man that done many mighty works, done a lot of works for the Lord, and stayed busy continually on the field, doing this and doing that. Right. He asked Moody, he said, do you ever get tired? And his answer was this, I get tired in the work, but not tired of the work.
Yeah. Amen.
You hear what I said? I get tired in the work, but don't get tired of the work.
Right.
Some people get so busy doing the work of the Lord, they forget the Lord of the work.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Daniel tells us, chapter number 7, verse number 25, he said, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High.
Yeah.
And think of the change of times and laws, that they shall be given into his hand until a time and the dividing of time. I know he's speaking of the end time prophecy here in Daniel, but I'm telling you today we're living in a time of weariness.
Yeah.
We're living in a time where people are tired. We're living in a time that people have grown to a place they've faced so much, they went through so many things in their life, that we just, if we're not careful, we get tired.
Yeah.
Right.
We get tired.
Yes, Lord.
And we get worn out.
Come on. Sure.
And I felt the Lord impress on me to preach this, Brother J.R.
Come on.
And I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach to somebody now when I'm tired and I'm weary.
Come on.
You're here tonight and you're tired and you're weary. Tired is in need of sleep or in need of rest. It means to be weary. Weary means having the patience, or you're having your patience exhausted, or the mind yielding to discouragement. To be fatigued, it is when your strength is exhausted by toil, by labor. I read during the Bible where he speaks of those ships and those people that were on board that ship. He said he saw them toiling and rowing. They were exhausted. They were weary. Can I tell you tonight, the Lord sees you in your time of toiling.
Yes, he does.
In your time of rowing. In your time of weariness and sinning, my God has come here with his spirit to let you know tonight that he knows that you're tired and that you're weary.
Yeah.
I read in the book of Psalms, this man by the name of David,
come on,
in the 56th or the 55th verse of Psalms. David, here we find that he's a man, he's after, the Bible says, a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
He was a man that knew what it was to search and seek after God,
right,
to go after the will of God. But I read in this 55th verse of the book of Psalm, I read where David cried out against his deceitful friends. He said in that 6th verse, he said, "And oh, that I had wings of a dove."
Yeah.
He said, "For them would I fly away, I caught and be at rest." I tell you, Brother J.R., I've seen a lot of times in my short life living it for the Lord that if I could just get me some wings, Brother Tommy, these times I'd like to just get away. I'd like to be at rest. Thank God these times that we're so weary and we're so downtrodden through life and through life situation. My God, what I wouldn't give just to be at rest. Praise God. What I would not give to see an hour of sleep, an hour in the night, when I was not battling hell and I was not battling the devil. Great God, I'd like to fly away to that secret place and be at rest.
Thank you, Lord.
So I don't know about you. Okay, I'm just
going to
preach slow as I go
tonight,
Brother J.R.
I'll tell you what I wouldn't give.
Oh, God.
Holy.
Hallelujah.
What I would give sometimes. I preached from my old heart this evening.
Yeah.
It's so nice, Brother Chuck. I'd love to lay down and just get a full night's rest.
Come on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, we're on a journey. Great God, we get tired.
Yeah.
And we're weary. Oh, he said, what a marvelous thing that would be.
Yeah.
What a great thing that would be, David said, that I could just sprout those wings and just flee my situation. You ever want to get out of your situation?
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever felt like you was hopeless? Our God, the Spirit of the Lord was in this place the strongest morning. I'm telling you, the spirit of suicide that we talked about this morning, that you talked about this morning, but Tom was out on the money this morning. I'm telling you, why are they doing it? Why are they committing suicide? Because they have no peace. The Bible said that some of them is like a troubled sea. They're restless. That's why they're in the shape they're in. That's why the backslider, it can't be satisfied. It's because sin. It's because sin is a hard taskmaster. But I want to talk to us this evening here. I want to talk to us that's on our journey. Thank God we feel like David. David here, he was hurt by a friend. He was hurt right in the house of God. Hey, we got a lot of people that come among us, and they sit down among us, and they think that, I know I like to take some of them that never been in church, and just put them in a box somewhere, and hide them off to themselves, and keep them out of this church business that we have. Keep them out of the politics that's behind the pulpit, and keep them in a place where they would not know what it meant. To feel like David feels right here. For the Bible plainly tells, he calls upon the Lord. He asks him not to hide himself from him. He said, attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint. I make noise because of the voice of the enemy. Because of the oppression. You hear that? Because of the oppression of the wicked. They cast an iniquity upon me, and the wrath they hate me. He said, my heart is sore pained within me.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
The terrors of death are falling upon me.
Oh, God.
Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and the horror hath overwhelmed me.
Yeah.
You ever felt overwhelmed?
Yeah, come on.
This man here, he was so overwhelmed. He came in that next verse. He said, oh, that I had the wings like a dove. For then would I fly away and I'd be at rest. He's wanting to leave and get out of it. Get out of the mourning. Get out of the oppression. Get out of the discontent. But it all happened to David here by a close friend. For the Bible said that his, and his 12th verse, for it was not an enemy that reproached me. He said, because then I could have borne it. Had it been a stranger, had it been somebody I didn't know, it would not have hurt me so bad. It would have torn my heart out. He said, but it was he, that if it had been he that hated me, that did not magnify himself against me. He said, I would have hid myself from him, but it was thou, a man mine equal. He said, my guide or my companion and my acquaintance. He said, we took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. Thank God. He was hurt right in the synagogue. Painful. He went there together. It was his companion. I'll tell you, we got people that's being hurt in the house of God over things that's got no business to be even brought up or being hurt over, and they become a casualty. They become like David. Now here with five people, they're just like him. They're tired, and they're wounded, and they're weary because what was said, because the emotions. I tell you tonight, my God, it's going to be a lonesome way at times.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes, God.
I'm tired. And I'm wounded.
Yeah. Precious Lord.
He goes on and he says that the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart.
Yeah.
David was just at the point, his brink, of the breaking point.
Yeah.
David was tired.
Yeah.
And David was wounded. And David was weary. I'm tired.
Come on.
And I'm weary.
Yes, Lord.
Hurt by a friend. Hurt by my family.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Hurt by other people.
Yeah.
Tired, Brother Jason. Sometimes we just get tired.
Yeah.
The same man he was talking about, Brother Dishman, told me, he said, you know what happened to me? And he had heard me talk about this. He said, that's what happened to me. He said, Brother Jamie, I just got tired.
You got tired.
He said, I just got weary.
Yeah.
He said, I was preaching, going to church, pastoring, fellowshipping, trying to do something for God. He said, I just got tired. And then once he got tired, Brother Tommy, he said, I began to get weary.
Come on.
And once he got weary, I was there, I watched it happen. And once he got weary, things hurt that once never faced. Things cut that once never phased you.
Right.
Things with, that was said that would normally just have no meaning, they offend you.
Yeah. Come on.
Yes. Why? Because you're tired.
We're tired.
And you're weary.
Weary.
My God, I may be 40 miles off right here and seeing off like I am. But
Come on, buddy.
Come on.
I'm telling you, God's people, sometimes they just get tired.
Yes, sir. Tired. Come on.
They just get tired.
Yeah.
Elijah, this great mighty man. In 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, I read of him and he tells us, he said, here he is and he's running from Jezebel.
Yeah.
He's tired.
Yeah.
He's a man, though, that the Bible says he was a man subject to like passions.
Like passions, sir.
What does that mean? That means he's just like me.
Just like us.
Just like you. He was a great, mighty man. Man that had done mighty works through the power of God. But he was also just a man.
Just a man.
Sure.
I'll tell you, we look at preachers. We look at pastors, pastors' wives, and we put them up on this big stage like they're super immortal and they never get hurt.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I don't know about you guys, pastors and preachers, but I'll tell you what, they get tired too.
Right. Amen.
But they can't get tired now because they got to run the show. They got to do this. They got to do that. Sunday school teachers.
Come on.
Instrument players. Church laborers and church members. You all get tired.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to get weary. This Elijah was a man that we can compare ourselves with because he was a man of like passions. We can relate to him. And we find him in this 19th chapter of the book of Kings as he's fled from Jezebel. That first verse tells us that Ahab told Jezebel all Elijah done and with all how he had slain all the prophets with a sword. And then she sent the messenger unto Elijah.
Yeah.
Has the devil sent a messenger unto you?
Come on.
You ever whispered in your ear?
Sure.
Huh?
Sure. Come on, Brother James.
Has he ever told you that you're never going to get out of it?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
That you're never going to come out of this trial?
Come on.
That this weariness and this tiredness that you're facing is going to last forever?
Oh, my.
Come on, Brother James.
Has he ever just came to you and told you a lie?
Yeah.
Huh?
Come on.
Jezebel came to them, sent a message to Elijah. I could just see his face as she told, as they sent these words unto him. And she told him and sent the message that tomorrow about this time and that what was going to happen unto him. And threatened his very life and threatened him, telling him she was going to do this and she was going to do that, Brother Tommy, and how that they was going to take his life. And but this man here, he said, and just like Psalms, and Psalm 69:3 said, I am weary from my cry. My throat is dried, my eyes,
from my cry,
they fail while I wait for my God.
Come on,
this man was on the run. This man of God that we look back and we look in these previous chapters, prior to this Mount Carmel experience, we find him and we can see that whether he caused the rain to cease.
Yeah, right.
What about that?
Come on.
We'd find him there as he was led down to the brook, fed by ravens.
Yeah.
Then we'd find him there as that miracle of the meal that was performed and it never ceased.
Yeah.
Then he goes on and then he stretches himself out. He laid and he came and he raised that widow's son.
Right.
And now he's under a juniper tree. How in the world did he go from all that to a tree?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How did he crawl under a tree after he had done all these miracles through the works of God? And we find him there, and Elijah is down here in this, the fourth verse. He said he went a day, he went himself, he went a day's journey to the wilderness, and he came and he sat under a juniper tree.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what he done.
Yeah,
I can see him, Brother JR, and all these things, and then he just comes over and he gets under that tree because he was a day's journey ahead.
Right.
I can see him just sliding under a tree, take a deep breath, and say,
"Holly,
come on.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Tired. Yeah.
Come on.
I'm weary.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's not nothing but shit in for shit about.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can go anymore, Brother JR.
Come on.
Yeah.
Tired and weary.
I'm sitting here under this tree.
Yeah.
And the God that I serve has performed many miracles and used me many times.
Come on.
Many times. And I look back, Brother Tommy, there's that experience at the brook.
Yeah.
There's that experience down there as he fed me and he led me.
Yeah.
But now I'm tired and I gotta get under this tree.
Yeah.
Cause if I don't, she's gonna take my life.
Yeah.
Holy Lord.
I'm tired, Brother Chuck. I'm weary.
Tired and weary.
He not only was tired, he said, he sat down that tree and he requested himself that I might die.
Yeah.
What did you say this morning?
Yes, sir.
Brother JR sitting right here talked about some people that said maybe I've been better off if I was dead. Is that you said that?
Yes, sir.
Sinners ain't the only one that says that.
That's right. You're right.
Here's a mighty man just sat under his tree. And what did he say?
Yeah.
Wish us dead, basically. Am I right?
Come on. Yes, sir.
Wish us never been born. Wish us dead.
Come on, Virginia.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll tell you something. You get tired and weary, we'll make statements that we'll never would have made.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
I'm sorry we ain't jumping in the shower, Brother Jason.
Come on, I'm
preaching what I feel like God helped me to preach.
Yes, come on.
Under a tree, he said, "It is enough. I've had enough.
Yeah.
I can't take no more. My God, what else?
Yeah.
What else?
What else
is going to come my way?
Yeah.
What else is going to happen to me? I'm serving God. I'm a man of God. I'm telling you, it's still going to come our way.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come on. He said, I'm tired. It's enough.
Yeah.
I'm not better than my fathers. He sat down under that tree.
Yes.
There he was.
There he was.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been right there. Maybe you ain't. Maybe you ain't experienced it. If you ain't, get ready, it's coming. I got, had that surgery, and I want to tell you something. I appreciate this church.
Yes.
This church sent me more cards. If I put everything else together, it sent me more than anything, everybody else. Y'all been good to us.
Yeah.
And God's people pulled me out of that.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, Brother Tommy, each time this old fat boy was just so tired, so weary.
Yeah.
And every time I see him, I feel like I was going to get up again. I think I'd make right there in old bed, Brother Tommy.
Come on.
I'm so tired, man. I'm so tired, Brother Tommy. I'm so tired.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Jesus.
Okay, you preach your guts out, you try to help people, you feel like you're trying to do something for somebody, and there you wind up flat on your back.
Yeah.
Yes. It's going to come time that we're going to be tired.
Yep.
We're going to be weary.
Tired and weary.
I'll tell you about preaching somebody here and they're singing.
Come on.
You may not want to admit it.
Come on.
You may not say it's me.
Yeah.
But I know when I come over here to preach.
Yeah.
I'm going to preach to somebody, Brother Dishman, that's tired and you're weary.
Yeah, come on.
My Lord, we've all had our juniper tree experience.
Sure. Yeah.
We have. We've all been there. We've all sat down under that tree and said, Lord, it's me. I just wish I was done. I'm done. I'm going to hang it up. But I'm telling you what, my God, I'm not going to leave you under that tree.
Yeah, oh God, right.
What kind of, I don't think that we ought to leave people in a, without giving them a place of hope. Do you?
Right.
Let me tell you something. Don't knock your brother or your sister.
Come on.
Till you've been in their shoes.
That's right. Yes, right.
I looked across, I see a lot of people, a lot of pastors across this country. We was talking, me and Brother Thomas talking, and it seemed like that the men of God is being bombarded from hell.
Yeah.
They are.
I believe it.
The men of God, the word of God that's supposed to be going out, it's like they're bombarded and they're all facing troubles and trials and tribulation. Yeah. And they're overtaken, seemed like in their fight. Why? Because they get tired.
Yeah.
And weary.
Right.
Oh.
Yes, Lord.
Matthew said, come unto me all ye that labor.
Yes, Lord.
I have heard that verse misquoted 1,000 times. They leave labor out of that.
Yeah.
Have you heard that? I've heard it a lot. Different places. They'll say, come unto me all ye that are heavy laden and I'll give you rest. They need the labor and pour out. A lot of people do. They forget that. Have you heard that? I've heard them leaving out a lot.
Yeah.
When he spoke here, he spoke to those that labor.
Come on.
They want to use it for the sinner's verse, for the sinner. But that labor part puts it on those that are doing something.
That's real.
Laboring is to work.
Woo.
Laboring means I'm trying to do something for the Lord.
That's right. Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I want them to get saved, and if they get saved in their verse, that's great. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, when I read that, and I see that word labor, that automatically would put you, and me, and whoever else is attempting to go to heaven in this scripture.
Yeah.
He said, come unto me, all ye that labor.
Right.
How many laborers we got in here this evening?
Oh, right. Come on now.
Huh? You labor in a singer?
Thank you, Lord.
He said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden.
Yeah.
Who's tired?
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Oh,
I ain't gonna lie about it. I ain't gonna act like I'm some superhero, Brother Johnson. I'm telling you, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Seems like I get tired. I'm doing better than once, but I feel tired.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I'm weary. I feel like I'm trying to struggle sometimes, Brother Tommy. I fight with the devil. The devil tells me you're going to be a stumbling block to the churches because you go there and you can't preach like you once did, and you ain't got the wind to preach like you once did. And I take you back to this verse in Matthew where he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What God wanted, David wanted, he wanted rest. And I'm telling you, you might be laboring in the house of God, and you might feel like you ain't seen no rest. I'm telling you, just wait. You can't give up. You can't give in. In your time of hardness, in your time of weariness, in your time of tiredness, don't you dare give up.
Right.
Woo.
don't give up.
Hallelujah.
God don't like a quitter.
Yeah,
that's right. Right. Come on.
Don't give up. Because you're tired and you're weary.
All right.
Holy Lord.
All right. Right. Don't give up.
Listen to me. I'm going to read you one more verse. You want to stand with me here? I'm going to read you two more verses. I'm sorry. Bible said in Isaiah. It's my favorite scripture.
Yes.
In the world right here.
Come on.
He asked this question. Hast thou not known?
Yeah. Hast thou not
known? Don't you know?
Yeah.
Hey, ain't you heard? Don't you? Hast thou not heard? Have you heard it?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Yeah.
Come on.
If you ain't heard it, I'm going to tell it to you.
Come on.
That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faineth not.
Neither is weary.
He's what?
Neither is he weary.
Neither is weary.
Neither.
I tell you, we might get tired.
Come on, right.
By God, we might get broke down. We might be, feel like we're falling. We might be weary. But the Bible tells me right there that the creator on the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of his understanding. It goes on to say, he giveth power.
Right.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
I feel pretty good.
My God,
help me. He giveth power. To the faint.
To the faint.
Yeah.
Huh?
Come on. Yes, he does.
In other words, to the weak. Go back to your dictionary. To the weary. To the tired.
Yeah.
Huh? He giveth it to the faint. And to them that have no mind.
Yeah.
To the one who's barely making.
Sure.
To the one who's barely clinging on. To the one that don't know if they're going to make it to the next meeting. To the one that don't know if they can get up again. To the one that don't know what that song might make or mean. My Bible said that he giveth that to them that have no mind. He increaseth their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary at you. And young men shall utterly fall. But the whole church will quote this next scripture. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Woo! And they shall mount up with the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Woo! I said they're going to run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Walk and not faint.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm tired. I'm weary. You may be too. I'm going to tell you something. God knows where the tired and the weary is. And the Bible just told me he's going to give us strength. You believe God give you strength? Yeah. Anybody in here has seen him tired? Huh? Anybody say, Brother Jamie, I'm wore out, man. This battle's about killed me.
Wore down.
Wore down in the fight. I'm telling you, God couldn't get you with worldliness. Devil couldn't get you with ball games and cutting your hair and all this other stuff. Hell can't get you with the world. So what he said he's going to do. And Daniel, he said, I'm going to wear them down.
Wear them down.
I'm going to wear those folks down. And he will. He will. If we're not careful. But I come to tell you this evening, you may be tired. And you may be weary.
And there's gonna come a day. And I don't feel like it's long off. My car really gonna mound up with the wings. Ain't it somehow David wanted the wings of the dove? And then we find them over here, and they're gonna mount up with the wings of the eagles? I got it symbolizes something. It symbolizes freedom. It symbolizes taking you places that you've never been, that you've never been able to exceed or to excel to. I want you to know, if you're tired, if you're weary, God will take you to a place that you've never been.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you gotta get them young birds there. Pass them up there once, but my dad's. Sometimes you just gotta get them. Just give them a little boost, don't you? Gotta give them a little push. You watch them, they'll hit the ground every now and then.
Yes.
They won't be long till you look up. And there they are up on the power lines. There they are up in the trees. It ain't long after that till you never see them. They took their wings and they took their flight. I'm telling you. You hear me this evening, to the tired and to the weary, that's in the house of God. My God is here tonight to give you strength to run, to fly.
You
shall never shout again like I once did. That's a lie from the devil. I never feel the power of God like I once did. That's a lie from the devil. How many believes God can restore those things unto you? You believe that?
Right, yeah.
If you believe that, why don't you make your way to this altar and sing? I want us to come to the tired and to the weary, to those that need the Lord as bad as this old boy right here does. I can't do anything. Can't do nothing no more than Tommy Thorne. And God knows every time that we've been tired, been so weary. But my God, pick me up. He's never done me nothing but good. Won't you come and sing me? Come on, young people. I'm saying you. You think you take along, you think this battle's too hard. But I'm a God that can pick you up. And you can soar again like you once did.
hoped you'd never hear. When you're chasing down a dream and just watch it disappear. When somebody that you love turns and walks away. And they leave you standing there with shattered faith. Oh, you don't have to pick up all the broken pieces. You don't have to try to cover up the scars. You are loved, you can always run to Jesus. Just as you are, cause he will carry you when you can't go on. He'll be your strength when your strength is gone. He will lift you up.
I know that I can't make it.
single last time.